Hey. Sorry, we don't have any. All the musicians are all the professional musicians are there, but we have other musicians here too. To thank Gabe, Rabbi Zions, for leading the Nagunim, coming out and even in the middle of the Lakers Clippers game, when the whole Olam is wanting to see who's the best team in LA. To learn about Kiddush Levi, and you can watch the fourth quarter after tackle. So no. Okay, I saw this Kiddush Levi a few days ago, and I said, "This is a wild Kiddush Levi." Because I think it very much encapsulates really what the Yontif is all about. So let's start off with a little pre Kiddush Levi. Rabbi Shlomo Katz, the rabbi in Efrat, also a very, very well known musician, good friend of Aaron Agunim Chassidus Chevra. He goes way back with Shlomo. So he put up Shlomo Karlbach's Torahs into a sefer and calls it the Soul of Chanukah. And he calls this chapter called Shining Children. I'm just going to read one paragraph and then we'll get to the Kiddush Levi. I think it's a good intro. Chanukah is all about the oil. Our Chachamim teach us that the oil is good for memory. Right? The Gemara says, in Hori Yostav, Gifikim Omed Beis, that oil, shemen, is good for memory. Olives, zeizim, or makes a person forget. That's whenever my wife gets olives on her pizza, I'm like, okay, I'll tell you what the Gemara says. No. But olive oil makes it as the opposite. Says the Yontif, so Chanukah is not only the festival of lights, it's also the festival of memory. I know George Washington, says Reb Shlomo, quoting Reb Shlomo Karlach, I know George Washington was the first president of the United States. Where we went to his old house, remember, in 7th grade. His kever in Virginia. Malcolm Kaddish. what do you call that place again? Beautiful view of the Potomac. Oh, mamash felt the shechina there. Not inside the house, outside the house. But when the Torah says remember Shabbos and keep it kadosh, this is a different kind of remember. You know that the president's the president, shkoich. But when the Torah says remember Shabbos, zochar simat Shabbos lekadosho, something a different kind of memory. What does it mean to remember someone that I love? The moment when I remember them, everything else is forgotten. To remember somebody you love means that everything in the world reminds you of them. How does a Jew remember Shabbos? Everything reminds him of Shabbos. I can stand in California looking at the sky, but it only reminds me of Yerushalayim. If a person is constantly thinking about Eretz Yisrael, to be in Boca Raton, or your mom's in Eretz Yisrael. We know that's a grand famous clef on the Baal Shem Tov. Wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. You could be by the Kotel and be in Boca, or you could be in Boca and be by the Kotel. It's partial. That was deep, no? Whenever Hashem blesses us with children, memory is mentioned. Right? The Pasuk says, and Hashem remembered Sarah, right? By Kadosh Baruch remembering Sarah. Hashem pocketed Sarah. And Hashem remembered Rachel. Children come from that high place which is called Hashem's memory. To love children means that everything reminds you of them. What does it mean when children remember you? It means that everything reminds them of you. What does it mean to be a Jewish child? It means that everything reminds you of Judaism. Everything reminds you of Hashem. Everything reminds you of Torah. On Hanukkah, everything reminds us of our children. On Hanukkah, everything reminds us of the master of the world, the Rabbanu Shalom. He's basically going back and forth about the parallel between parents and children, children and parents. And really saying at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, when a parent really, really thinks about their child, but getting all the whining and the crying and the kvetching away, just thinking about that soul, nothing else matters in the world. Nothing else matters. That's what Chanukah is. That's what the whole Kiddush Levi is, this whole piece right here. We'll see it. The mashal that he gives is mamish. It's mind-blowing. So he starts off on page 1. You know, the Kiddush Levi wrote, he had special Torahs he wrote for Purim and Chanukah. He called them Kiddushos Chanukah. Kiddushos the Purim. He didn't just said Chanukah. No, there were special holy Torahs that he said. So he quotes the Pesuk on the right-hand side. The Beis Yosef, very, very famous question. The Beis Yosef, it's Simon Tafresh Ayin. Now, why is it early 8 nights? Right, you ask any first grade kid, how many extra nights to the light? It lasted for 7. Mm. So then why do we celebrate it for 8? Shouldn't it be called Chanukah? It should be called Zanukah. It's a little weird to say it, but that. So this is a beautiful thing. There's a lot of answers given. There's like, I think a safer, like Nir LaMeir gives 100 answers for it. Not for now. Let's see what he says. Nir ki yom rishon kavu halal al anes me'atzmo. The first day, we're actually thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the war. that we want, the miracle itself. At the end of the day, there was a battle, there was a war that we were not supposed to win. It was a 6-day war. We were surrounded, mamish, and the whole world says we're going to lose. And at the end of the day, the weak ones, the Torah ones won, the righteous ones won, the little guys with the payas and the gemaras won the war. And the rest 7 days, that goes on the oil. What happened was, he says something incredible. He said, we didn't realize after we won the war that it came from Hashem. Only after we saw the oil did we realize that the war was also from Hashem. Meaning, the Hava, meaning originally we thought the war was because of us. As they say. We had a good army. We had a good Sahal. Ooh, we had a good army. Sahal is very important. Baruch Hashem, we daven for them every single day. They should daven, they should be protected, and Hashem should bless them. But at the end of the day, we didn't win the war because of our army. The mitzvah of the Yom Rishon Hatzalos Nefashos Eskabes to Beis Machos Beis Bachshonei V'lamatzu Ela Pach Shemen Shashem Malak Yom Echad V'Nasu Bones Kavu B'Halo Oda Kolomer Avor Shnei Dvorim. The Halo only came after both the war and the Nes of the oil. Avor Hanes Hatzalav Avor Hanes HaMenorah. The Halo Yom Rishon Avor Hatzalav Halo Shuvi Yom Macherim Avor Hanes HaMenorah. The Halo, the first day was for because that we won the war. At the end of the day, Halal, the rest of 7 was because of oil. But then he says something, mamash, penetrating. Umash, milikib yom rishon. And that, the fact that we light on the first day of Hanukkah, came in shemitzas yom rishon machmas, hatzalos nefoshos, v'lo machmas, hatzalos the menorah. It was all about the war, it wasn't about the oil. In kin loma kabab yom rishon, halik ner, why do we have to light anything? Says the Kedushas Levi, powerful, gut-wrenching, beautiful message. On the bottom line, nira hatan kevan shanis, Haya Beneris to Menorah. The miracle happened with the Nes of the Menorah. The candles of the Menorah. Rosh Eschus HaMenorah Goram Hatzolos U'mitzas HaMenorah Higin Aleim. That's the punchline right there. That the whole reason why they end up winning the war was because of the Menorah. And the Menorah protected them. The Menorah was the right? The Menorah was obviously with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the nice thing becomes a Hanukkah, we think of two things. We think of the war, and we think of the miracle of the oil. But the Kedushas Levi says something amazing. He says the only reason why we won the war is because of the oil. The war wouldn't have happened, the victory of the war wouldn't have happened, or I should say like this, the holiday, the Yontif of Hanukkah wouldn't have happened. The victory of the war wouldn't have happened without the oil. So something much deeper happening by the menorah here. Not just saying, oh, shkoyach, the menorah, this menorah, that. The reason why we have the yontif, the reason why we won the war is because of the menorah. So he says, what exactly does the menorah represent? Think about it. We don't have the korbanos anymore. We're sitting here in the middle of Boca Raton, 3 Jews, just trying to learn a little bit. Menorah just went out. What's going on over here? Look at the bottom paragraph. And there are Tam Shayu Neiros to Beis Hamikdash Yotzer Risui Lefnei Hashem Yisbach Shavehem Nasa Anes Because HaMenorah Nasa Hatzala. Because of the menorah, because of the oil, we were zochah to the Nes of the war. Shebe Neiros Yesh Tamen Kedusha Afilu Bachutz. The menorah itself has kedusha even outside the Beis Hamikdash, and this is what the kedushas. Not the Kedushas Levi, this is what the Sof and the Belz the Rebbe. We say in Al Anisim, very interesting. Say in Al Anisim, Sof and the Baba Trevi also, they say the same thing. The Pasuk says, says in Al Anisim, not the Pasuk, the Tefillah. Tefillah says, V'iligu neiros b'chatsu chachecha, Kavu Shemon Asmei Chanukah, right? Yiliku Neiros B'chatzos Chachecha. You don't light the Neiros. The menorah is supposed to be lit in the Heichal. Rav Yiliku Neiros B'chatzos Chachecha. That's not an Alanism, is it? Yeah, no, it is. It's the end. Yiliku Neiros B'chatzos Chachecha. Kavu Shemon Asmei Chanukah. Says the Belzer Rebbe, Yiliku Neiros B'chatzos Chachecha. The menorah wasn't lit in the courtyard of the Mikdash. Where was it lit? It was lit in the Heichal. It was lit inside the Beis HaMikdash. So why do we say in Al-Anisim, B'chatzos Chachecha? So So the Belzer Rebbe said an amazing thing. He says at the end of the day, when you light the menorah in your house, you light the menorah for the Mincha Shem for the next 4 nights, your house mamish becomes a Makom Mikdash. There's only one mitzvah that is forever. It doesn't matter whether we have the Beis HaMikdash or not. What is that? That's the menorah. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron HaKohen in Parshas Balotzcha, and Aaron's very upset that he didn't give the Nesiyim, he says, Shalcha Kayamas, yours is going to be better because yours is going to be forever. That's what the famous Ramban. That your children, the Chashmonoim, are going to come and they're going to rededicate your mitzvah. And Klai Yisrael, even in 2019, are going to continue the menorah because the menorah is forever. Look what he says at the Mashal on the page 2. This is like where it really, really got me. Like, it got me so good. The paragraph where it says, V'harei v'harei zidoyim al derech mashal. It's like literally like a scene from Home Alone. When like the father, when the mother comes to meet the son, you know, at the end of Home Alone, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. It's like the end of Xmas. Or it's the beginning, I don't know, if it's whatever. And it's like it's snowing. And it's like Kevin's not sure if he's going to make it out or not. And like, somehow, somewhere, he made it out of those two crazy guys. This is exactly where my mind went. I'm sorry. Gersh the Yankasov. Kolzman Shaben Enoroa as Oviv. Emo Kokaka Gumalov. Right? Like Al Derech Mashal, it's saying a parable. When a son doesn't see his father, he doesn't really have, like, that much feelings towards him. The Kevin Shuba the Chatzer, but when he comes to the Chatzer, he comes to the backyard. And he sees his father, Veroas Aviv Derech Achalonos, and he sees his father sitting by the windowsill. Ve'emenichan also liknos lefanav etzal lefnim etzal aviv, and he knows that he can't go in, can't go into the house. The window's there, the door's there. For some reason, he can't go in. Yesh lo gagum ala av, ve'yesh la av la gagum ala ben. Right, when the son sees the father sees the son. I don't know, what's the proper word translation for gagum, emotions?
I mean, gagea. I miss.
You miss.
You miss. I miss. Yeah. There's a window there, and they look at each other, and at the end of the day, there's no greater love, there's no greater feeling for a father for a son, a mother for their daughter. Kevin Sharon Zeze. Ve'ein menichan oso lecheder lechnos lefnim etzal aviv. So at the end of the day, you can't go inside. But at the end of the day, there's such desire. There's such a yearning to be together. Says, now you bring down the Nimshal. At the end of the day, Yivanim came to the Heichal and the Mevatel everything. No more Kavanos, no more Heichal, no more nothing. But what it stood forever? Achneros haMenorah. But the candle wicks. The menorah was forever. Kivan Shayaneros HaShabbos V'Shabbos HaKnesset Shehem Avodos Chutz. There's a place where they weren't even able to get to, even though they ransacked the whole mikdash and mamished everything. There was one pach shemen that they couldn't touch. What's that pach shemen? It's the pintel of relationship between us and Hashem. That no matter what, we have that connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. The famous machlokes in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Vav. When we consider Hashem's children, right? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir usually passing like Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, only by doing Ratzon Hashem. You do the right thing, you get a cookie. You get a 100 report card. You don't do the right thing, sorry, you don't get a Hanukkah present tonight. It doesn't really work out for our generation. Like, my daughter wasn't behaving tonight, but Hanukkah, it's okay, you're not getting. So I understand. No, no, it's Hanukkah, it doesn't matter about how I act. Yeah, okay. You're spoiled. From me. Bad parenting. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says no. Ben kach v'kach nikrabanim.
It's not just me. Okay.
Yeah. Ben kach v'kach nikrabanim. Whether we do the right thing or whether we do the wrong thing, we are always considered Hashem's children. And the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that usually passing like Rabbi Yehuda in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, but here we passing like Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir is able to see the deeper essence of a Jew. Meir means to see the light, and the Kabbalah Rebbe said it's a mitzvah lefarsim. Right, we're talking about persume nisa, publicizing the miracle. He says it's a mitzvah lefarsim this Rashba. It's a mitzvah to publicize this teaching of the Rashba. But at the end of the day, that a son, we are always considered Hashem's children. And it might be that we're not in Yerushalayim. And it might be that at the end of the day, we don't have the Kabbonos. But what do we still have? We have the menorah. And the menorah represents everything about our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. If we just look at a candle doesn't stay still. It's going mamish, just going up and up. Look, every single one, you're always playing with the fire here, no? You love fire. Are you a pyromaniac? Look, the candle can't stay still. The fire always wants to go up. That's a Jewish neshama. Jewish neshama always wants to go up. Up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, wants to feel close to Hashem. That's the whole inyan that Kishos Levi says over here. By that's really what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is understanding that a Jew's essence wants to be close to their father. Like we said, we start from the beginning. When it comes down to remembering Hashem, what does it mean to be a Jewish child? It means that everything reminds you of Yiddishkeit. To love children means that everything reminds you of them. What does it mean when children remember you? It means that everything reminds them of you. To remember that at the end of the day, Chanukah is the message, right? It's the last nes, right? Chazal said that Esther sof kol anisim. Really, Esther Purim was the last story to be written down. But we know Chanukah happened after, no? Chanukah wasn't written down. But Chanukah was the candle. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, take this message until the third Beis HaMikdash. So at the end of the day, this is the message that's going to get you through the Gaos. So all the thousands of years, we remember this teaching of the menorah. That the whole Inyan says the Kiddush from the beginning. The whole Inyan, the first day, why do we have a miracle on the first day? We had the oil, Shkoich. Because the seventh day shows that really the first day was from the Rabbonu Shem too. That the whole reason we had the Hatzalah from the war was because it was because of the menorah. And what does the menorah represent? Remember, it represents that fire within every Jew. Like the Chiddush Sharim says, we say in the words Baruch Atah Hashem Magin Avram, the shield of Avram is within every Jew, that no one, no matter what a Jew does, can never be touched. That Pintel Yid. And that's what Chanukah represents. Chanukah represents that consistent, constant feeling that even though we might be outside of the Mikdash and outside of Golus, Chanukah represents one time a year, 8 days a year. You light them menorah and say, doesn't matter where you physically are, it matters where you're spiritually. And you light them menorah, you're mamish and you're shalom. Like that mashal, there's that door by the window. And the father can get to the son, the son can get to the father, but they see each other. Yesh lo gagum alav, yesh lo gagum alavim. Kiven sheroen zed, zep, you're able to see each other. They see each other even though they're not able to be physically together. But spiritually able to see each other. Then what does it mean to see each other? To see at the end of the day that love, that relationship is forever. It's eternal. Just end off with the Maisa. They say a story about the Alter Rebbe.
You could say Taco.
They asked the Alter Rebbe if he had Yutes Kislev. This is the Hayom Yom on Yutes Kislev. This is how he starts off. The whole Sefer. You test? No, not your test. Maybe it's the end. I think it might be Yudches, actually. It was the last one. I apologize. Right, we know how Yom Yom is our teachings from the Lubavitcher he put together from his father, from his aunt, from the other Rebbes. For the Chassidim, for us to be able to learn every single day. You don't have to be Chabad to learn Hayom Yom, right? So he said, the Tzemach Tzedek writes, the third Lubavitcher, the love for Hashem is indicated by the pasuk that says, "Ahava de b'chinas amcha lo chafatzti, shelo lachbot shum davar zulos hisparach." Besides you, I, Hashem, desire nothing between just you, Hashem. One's love should be directed solely to Hashem, to His very essence. And indeed, this is what the Alter Rebbe said when he entered a state of dvekas. What's dvekas? When he entered that state of spirituality. When you enter that place where you're on that Shabbat, on the Shabbaton, where you're mamish, you're feeling so close to Hashem. This is what the first Lubavitcher Rebbe said. This is what Chanukah is all about. And this is what he said to Hashem. I desire nothing. I don't want your Gan Eden. I don't want your world to come. I don't want your Olam Haba. I want nothing but you alone. I just want you. That's what the Alter Rebbe said. Mamish powerful. To take these words of the Kiddush Levi, the Alter Rebbe, the Chiddush Harim, the Kabrin Rebbe, the words of the Rashba, the words of Rav Meir, to remember that relationship, to remember that our relationship with Hashem is eternal, to remember that light, that fire is always there, to remember at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if we're physically outside of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is mamish inside of us and inside our home for the next 4 days and throughout the entire year. Because that's what a neshama is. A neshama is part of Hashem. It's part of God. The more we light our fire up to Hashem, the more we'll remember that relationship that we have. Like the Kiddush Levi said, those gaguim, those feelings of missing, of yearning, of desiring for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You want to remember that this message by the Shem Spach.
What a schuss.
It's good.
Down and hard. Baruch Hashem.